Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Nun Dalet 54. And again, the Masechta Shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we continue in the sixth parak. There are eight prakim here in Masechta Peah. We continue in the sixth parak of Masechta Peah relating to issues of Shechacha. So we mentioned Shechacha. The last suffix that we had, the Gemara had a couple of unanswered questions relating to if somebody harvests half a bundle and there's another half left, is that mitztaref to make three, or does it stay as a two? Right, the yesod of that is going to be in today's daf, where it talks about the Mishnah, two omrin are going to be shechacha, but not three. And then the Gemara had a question, what happens if you have one on top of the other one, or at least not on top of the other one, but, you know, one has a part of a bundle, elyon and part takton. And if somebody harvests the elyon, is the takton mitztarev? So we say yes. What if somebody harvests the takton? Is the elyon mitztarev? How do you have an elyon without a takton? It can't stay in thin air. So the Pnei Moshe said, be'etz ubi'ilan, you support it on top. Is that going to be mitztarev? That was the question that went unanswered. So related to that issue, about Elyon without having Tachton, the Gemara just quotes a thought from Egla Arufa, right? Most of the halachas of Egla Arufa are quoted in Maseches Sota, and the Gemara says here one specific case, which is also related to in the Bavli, as follows. Rav, second to last line on Gimel Amud Beis, Rav Kanochez Lataman, when Rav was going down there, what's down there to Bavel, when Rav went out to Bavel, when Rav went out to Bavel, and he was the God of Lador, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Hanasi, and then he went out to Bavel and started his own yeshiva. So when Rav went down, Omar Anahu Ben Azay Dehacha, I am like the Ben Azai of here. What did he mean by that? What did he mean? He meant that he had clarity of mind. Says the Mara Folda Klomar, Daiti Tzulula, Lahashiv L'Shoel. Right? It wasn't Chas V'Shalom being a Balgaiva, right? None of the great Amorim, we can't imagine what they were like. But he was just saying, if anybody, letting his Talmidim know that they could ask him questions. You know, maybe it's related to the fact that you're only supposed to ask questions, relating to, Kinyan. If it's that a certain time of year or the like. And he was saying that he's okay. He could answer any question, right? He was Ben Azai. He could answer any question. Kiben Azai, or the Gemara and Sota in the same context, mentions Kiben Azai Beshuke Tveria. Ben Azai, when he used to sit in the Shuk of Tveria and answer questions. Look in the Pnei Moshe. Haredi Muchan Lahashiv L'Sho'ali Davar Be'omek U'Becharifus. Right, I can answer in depth and in clarity. So that, saying like Ben Azai, one is like Ben Azai, so that reflects clarity of vision. And there are times, Ben Azai comes up many times in Shas, if you do a Google search or a Bar Ilan search, Ben Azai is mentioned 100 times in Shas Bavli, but if you look at a number of them, Ben Azai is one that always reflects clarity. He always reflects clarity of vision and understanding, and his shitas in very different contexts reflect that. Remember the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara talks about who is an Am Haaretz, the Halacha Gamaris in the days of old. The one wasn't allowed to bench with a halachic am haaretz. But who is a halachic am haaretz? Tana Rabbanan, Ezeo am haaretz, kol she'eino kori kriyashma, arvis v'shachros. First opinion is, somebody doesn't say kriyashma. Okay, somebody is not makabal o macha shamayim. Div Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol she'eino meniach tefillin. Somebody doesn't wear tefillin, then he's an am haaretz. Ben Azai Omer, kol she'eino tzitzis bebigdo. Tzitzis is defining for a person. Right, and Reb Nassim says mezuzah. Reb Nassim Bar Yosef says you don't send your children to yeshiva. And achirim omrim if you don't have a rebbe. If you don't have a rebbe, we've quoted that in the past from Rav Soloveitchik. Pshat on that, if you look karv shana v'loshim yishtam al chacham hareza am haaretz. Even if somebody learns a lot of Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh, karv v'shana v'loshim yishtam al chacham, he wasn't misham yishtam al chacham hareza am haaretz. That is halachically called in am haaretz. So Ben Azai was the one that's focused on tzitzis. Tzitzis is defining. Why? Because we know the Gemara Menachas tells us, tzitzis, tchelas on tzitzis, dom eliyam, dom elarakiya, dom elakisi hakavid, right? It represents clarity of remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ureisem oso uzachartim is kol mitzvos Hashem. Tzitzis reminds us of all the mitzvos. Either Ben Azai says tzitzis is defining because, yeah, this is about having clarity of understanding of of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are other Gemaras as well. Maybe the most famous Gemara is the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yodalad, where Ben Azai says he's the one that goes in with Rabbi Akiva. Right? He's the one that goes in with Rabbi Akiva into the Pardes. Tanur Rabbanan, Bar Nechlosuba Pardes, Ve'eluhain. Who were the four that went into the Pardes? Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. Those are the four that went in. Amalai Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave them instructions before they went in. Kshatem Magim Eitzal Avni Shayish Tahar. When you get into some type of Kabbalistic vision of pure marble stones, whatever the symbolism of that is, Al Tomru Mayim Mayim. Don't say water, water. We don't know what that means. No idea. But it has to do with something. Don't look at it. So what happened? Ben Azai Hitzitz Vames. Ben Azai looked at it. Maybe because of he wanted that clarity of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he looked and he died. Rabbi Akiva warned him. Alava Kasav Omer Yakar Ben Hashem Avsal Chazia Ben Zoma Hitzitz VeNifka. Ben Zoma looked and was Nifka. Maybe you don't look as closely. Acher was Kitzitz BeDetios, and Rabbi Akiva was Yatza B'Shalom. Rabbi Akiva went out in peace. But again, that's another example of Ben Azai wanting the clarity of vision, and again, it didn't work out for him in that time when he looked in the at the Kabbalistic statement. But either way, so our Gemara starts off today that Rav, when he came down to Babel, he says, "I have clarity. I have clarity. Anybody wants me to ask me any kashas is welcome to ask." So Asachad Safa Shole. So it was one elderly man that came and asked him a kasha. One elderly man came and asked him a kasha. Again, this story comes up in Sota Daf Mem Hei in the Bavli as well. What was the question? Shnei harukim zeh al gav zeh. If there are two anonymous corpses that are found, one on top of the other one, shnei harukim zeh al gav zeh. The question is, what is the halacha? Meaning, what's the issue? The Ras Tzilio explains they're not exactly one on top of the other. They are, but one, if you measure exactly, and we know the medida is done by the zakenim, and they come out which city is the closest. So one, if you measure from one body, it's closer to one city, and from the other body, it's closer to the other city. Says the Ras Tzilio, v'ha'echad mashuch lahalan machaveiro ma'at. One is a little pulled from the other one. Vim timdod mizeh yikrav liyarachas. And if you measure from one city, you'll come close to one city. Vim timdod mechaver yikrav liyaracheres. And if you measure from the other body, you will come closer to the other city. Right? So that's the question. So the Gemara here does not explicate what the suffix is. But if you look in Sota Daf Mem Hei, the Ras Tzilio continues to quote, Mi Amrinan, do you say Min Bemino Have Tamun? Min Bemino is Tamun, meaning the bottom one is considered hidden. Min Bemino Lo Have Tzav, or Min Bemino is not called, it is floating, it's not called, it is raised. So if you say that the bottom one is covered, the top one is not floating, Ume Elyon Modin, and you should measure from the upper one. O Dilma, or do you say Min Bemino Havitzaf, Min Bemino, it is, the bottom one is significant, so the upper one is not called like it's on the ground, Umin Bemino Lo Avitamun, but it's not called covered, because how can you say it's covered? It's all the same type. Umitachton Modin, and you measure from the bottom one, because that's the one that's on the ground. Oh, or min bemino havitamun, and therefore the bottom one's out. Or min bemino havitzaf, and the top one's out. So what is it? So that's the question that this elderly man asked Rav. Again, shnei harugim ze al gav ze. So Sava Rav, let's do the story, and then we'll make more comments. Sava Rav, shein orphan. Rav thought that you do arifa to both of them. To both of them, why? Because Rav would hold min bemino is not chotzeitz, and therefore it's as if the top one is on the floor. And also, min bemino lo havi tamun. It's not called hidden. There's an exclusion of hidden when it comes to egla rufa, but this is not hidden. Min bemino lo havi tamun. So that's what Rav held, right? Shehein orphan. Amar lei. So the old man said, ain orphan. It's not true. Rav said his shita, but the old man, again, unidentified, was this Elio Hanavi. You know, sometimes you have a zakin echad that comes up in Shas, and sometimes it's quoted as Elio Hanavi. Right? It's brought sometimes to teach a lesson to even certain Tanoim. Even certain Tanoim sometimes act in a certain way, and there's a message sent to them. It reminds me a little bit, again, not exactly the same words used, but it reminds me a little bit of the Gemara in the Bavli in Tainus on Daf Chaf, where the Gemara talks about Rebbe Elazar. And Rebbe Elazar, but Rebbe was going on a donkey, umetayel asfas nahar, v'samach simcha gedola, v'haisa daito gasa alav, v'bnei shalom haTorah harbe. He was very happy because he had learned a lot of Torah. So maybe he was a little too happy. Like the Gemara here says, he came down and was like, I'm like Ben Azai. So the Gemara there, in Tainus, the Gemara says what happened. Nizdamin lo adam echad. Remember the case that there was a man that was very ugly that appeared to him. And he said, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe. And he didn't give back Shalom. And he said, Reka, Kama, Mechur, Oso Ish, you're pretty ugly. Shema Kobane Ircha Mechuarin Kamosra. Is everybody so ugly in your town? And he says, I don't know, go ask the one that made me. And that meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he felt bad, etc. But there, Nizdami Lo Adam Echad, Rashi quotes there in Tainis Tav Chav, Yeh Svarim Shekasa Bohem, Eliyahu Zachor Latov. So that's Rashi in Tainis on Daf Chav. So here it doesn't say Adam, it says Zakein. But the Zakein has a tough kasha. So again, Rav said, you do Eglah Rufa for both of them, because the bottom one is not Tumman, and the top one is not Suf. So he's holds that way in both issues. And the older man said, no, ain't orphan. There's no Arifa. Amar Le Lama, Rav says, why? Amar Le. Hatachton Mishum Tamun. The bottom one is considered hidden, and therefore there is no Eglah Rufa for Tamun. Right, then the Brasilia quotes the Limudim, that the Gemara there quote, Ba'adama Prat Latamun. Ba'adama Prat Latamun. And Ba'elyon Mishim Saf. And the upper one is floating, so to speak, it's not on the ground, and therefore it wouldn't be, included in the mitzvah of Egla Arufa. Right, the Brasilio says, Debe'inan Bisade Nofel Mamish. You need in the field, lying on the field. Faharehu kitzafal hamayim. If it's not on the ground, it's ki'ilu, it's floating on the water. And we learn from psukim there that saf is not brought. So this elderly man argued with Rav. Katzalak lahacha, when Rav came back here to Eretz Yisrael, we're in the Talmud Yerushalmi, us legabe Rebbe came to Rebbe, his Rebbe, Rebbe Yudan Nasi, amar le'yas amar lacha. And Rebbe answered him, he said, good, he was correct. The elderly man was correct that you do not bring an Eglah Rufa, but Rebbe here gives another reason. He doesn't quote the reason that the Elyon is excluded because of Saf and the bottom one is excluded because of Tamun. He gives a different reason. Why, if you have two, one on top of another, you don't bring either. Amar Lecha, ki yimatzei velo yimatzu. Yimatzei is singular, and therefore, Rebbe said that it's a special drasha that you only bring, if there's two corpses, no, special gzeres hakasef, you only bring an Eglah Rufa if there is one corpse and not two corpses. Right? The Pnei Moshe says, de ein orphan shnei arugim avolomi taimei. Right? The halacha that Rebbe was teaching is that you don't bring a Eglah Rufa for two, but not because of his reasoning. Ella, because it says yimatze. V'gzeres hakasefu de ein orphan al shnei arugim shenimsu ze al ze. Gzeres hakasef, that you don't bring for two, one on top of another. Eglah Rufa, let's first focus on Eglah Rufa and then we'll expand. The Rambam Shita is a chiddush here. But the Rambam writes, in Ilchos Rotzeach, how would the Rambam answer, right? The Gemara in Sota doesn't seem to come up with a maskana. And what about here? Maybe we would paskin, no, you don't bring, because that was what the elderly man said. But if you look at the Rambam in Rotzeach in Tes Yud, says the Rambam, Nimsu Mesim Rabim Zebitzad Zeh, if you find next to each other, Modedin Michot Moshe Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mehen. You measure from the nose of each one of them, right? Discussed in Sota. V'imaisa ir achas krova l'kulam, mivye egla achas al kulan. If there's one city that is close to all of them, then you bring one. You bring one for all of them. Nimsu ze al gabe ze, if you find the bodies one on top of another. And again, what does this have to do with what we were just talking about? We were talking about the floating shichacha, and now we're talking about the floating corpse. So, nipsu ze agabe ze, modedin min ha'elyon kumos shehein munachim. You measure from the upper one. Rather, I'm seem to say that it's not saf, and it is tamun. And therefore, you measure from the bottom one. And the Ravid jumps on the Rambam right away and says, ze hapsak eino mizbarer min ha'gemara. This is not what it sounds like from the Gemara. The Ravid, interestingly, doesn't say here that the Rambam is wrong in terms of he should have passed it the other way, but it's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara seems to have a suffix about it, but the Rambam does not seem to get what his raya from the have a clear case from the Gemara. Right? The Kesef Mishnah already talks about this. He says, after quoting, "V'Rabbeinu Nira de Sheposhet de Bimbimino Havi Tamun V'Yesh Lo Tamua De Halmatzil Me Markivan De Loif Shita Minayin Lo Lifshokin." Right, the Gemara doesn't end up with a maskana. So how could he assume that way? Ula calls in is Kavan Arayvid Shekasef Zepzakin De Mizar Bina Gemara. All that I've written, I didn't read everything here, but all that I've written is what the Ravid had in mind. The Efsha Lomar Shatam Rabbeinu, he tries to come up with where the Rambam gets it from. Vitzarach Ian, but he ends up that it is not clear where the Rambam might have gotten this from. And the Migdal Oz as well tries to go out and defend the Rambam. The Migdal Oz defends the Rambam always. Right? The Marshal, the Amshal Shlomo, even gets upset at the Migdal Oz. In one place. The Marshal talks about the Rambam and he says, the Rambam is generally right, but sometimes not. And, you know, lo sagru mipnei ish, you have to put up a strong fight in Torah if you believe in something. And he says, I can't believe the Migdal Oz, because the Migdal Oz never thinks the Rambam is wrong. He's always right. He says, and that can't be. It can't be that the Rambam is always, there's never a problem with the Rambam. Because then he says it's, you're not being objective. Not being objective. You have to be objective and try to figure out the Rambam and maybe explain what he says. But, right, the Migdal Oz says here, Va'ani Omer, Einu Mizbarer Min Bumuskal Rishon, Bram Kidiakta Vashaper Mishkachas La. Right, look at Sota and I'll explain to you where it comes from. So again, but they struggle to try to figure out where the Rambam gets us from in terms of bringing for the Elyon and not for the Tachton, where he gets that from the Gemara. Eglar Rufa itself is a crucial halacha that has outside of Eglar Rufa, it also has Lamaisa elements, and that's the Rambam in Hilchos Avel and Perek Yudalad. Where the Rambam, if you remember, talks about all the mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveiro in Perek Yudalad, right? Why is it there? Because of Levi Nichum Avelim. So mitzvah sase shel devrehem. So mitzvah sase mi derabanan levaker cholim ula nachem avelim ula hotzi ames ula achnes kali. Quotes all of them. Biker cholim nichum avelim. Going to a levaya, going to a wedding. Ula lavas orchim, and to accompany guests out of one's house. Ula his asik b'kol tzarchei akvura. Lasis ala kasif. V'leilek l'fan of all aspects having to do with a levaya. V'chein l'sameach chasim v'kala. Right before Andy quotes, l'hotzi amesu l'hachnis kala. Maybe to make sure that it happens. Then it says, takes part in it. And these are all gemilas chasadim shebegufo she'in lahem shir, as was discussed earlier in the Masechta. And even though these are all mitzvahs d'rabbanan, they're included in the daraisa of after echa kamocha. And then the Rambam in Halacha Beis says, "Schar halavaya meruba min hakol." The schar of levayas orchim is greater than all of the other mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveira. V'hu achok shechakaku Avraham Avinu v'derech haChesed shenohagba. This comes from Avraham Avinu. This is the chesed that he was melave orchim, ma'achil ovedrachim, umashke osan, umelave osan. He gave food and drink, and he accompanied. V'gedol achnosas orchim yakvalos panei hashchina, shenemar vayar v'hine shlosh anashim, as we learned from in Masechta Shabbos, v'levayam yoser me'achnasasan. And accompanying guests out is even greater than bringing them in. Right, bringing them in is already greater than Kabbalah's Panei Hashchina. We learned that from Avraham Avinu, who left speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go bring in his guests. And as great as Hachnasas Orchim is, Levayas Orchim is even greater than Hachnasasan. Amru Chachamim, called She'inu Malave Kiilu Shofech Damim. Whoever doesn't accompany guests is Kiilu, he's murdering. Shofech Damim, where does that come from? Eglar Rufa. Because what are the Zakenim says that Yadenu lo shafchu as Adam azeh veinina lo ra'u, right? Our hands didn't spill this blood. That comes from that they should have, right? And that's the Levayas Archim reflected in Egla Arufa. There's an amazing Maharal in the Chiddushi Agados in Sota on that Gemara about what gives the power of, I walk him out a little bit and that's going to protect him. So the Maharal says that right when I walk out with him, I give him the zechus of the tzibur because he's not alone. And therefore Mazikin can't get to him. And even if I don't walk with him the whole way, right, hakol holech achar haschala. It all goes after the beginning. So once, and I give him the power of the tzibur, so then that is good enough in terms of giving him protection for the whole derech. That's a chiddush of the Maharal that he writes in Sota. Again, that relates to this Rambam in Hilchos Avel. One final point relating to Egla Arufa, and again that's mentioned by the Gemara there in Masechta Sota. Egla Arufa is only in Eretz Yisrael, which puts it on the list of one of the halachas that have nothing to do with the dirt of the land of Israel, even though it has to be found by Adama, but this goes with the other halachas that have to do with Eretz Yisrael being the headquarters of Am Yisrael, being the central point, even though, right, it's not a mitzvah tzliya ba'aretz. And that's Par Halam Davar Shal Tzibur, that's the Gemara in Har Yos on Daf Gimel, where the Gemara talks about Kahal Yisrael is only the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. Kahal Yisrael. That's the definition of Kahal. Kahal Yisrael Ikri Kol, and the Jews here. Halachachar Ubahora, Halachachar Rov Yoshe Eretz Yisrael. Shenem Ubahora, that means Parliament of Shal Tzibur. Most Jews in Eretz Yisrael sinned based on an incorrect psak of the Sanhedrin Agadol. That's what it has to be based on a pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. Shbamina Hani Hu De Ikri Kol, Aval Hanach Lo Ikri Kahal. Amazing. That's parallel of Shal Tzibur. That has to do with Hilchos Karbanos. That's Harios Daf Gimel. And then we have, of course, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos talks about maybe the Brach of Chacham HaRazim is only about Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph about Smicha. It's the Rambam's famous Nirin Li Advarim. It appears to me, Sheim Hiskimu Kol HaChachamim Shem Eretz Yisrael, if all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael got together and agreed, Limnos Dayanim, Velismoch Osam, to appoint judges and to give them Smicha, Harehein Smuchin. Right, even though we don't have straight from Moshe Rabbeinu, but if all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael get together to decide to give somebody smicha, like they did to Rabbi Yosef Cairo, only the northern ones in Tzfat, not the southern ones in Yerushalayim, so that's why it didn't work, but that way they would be smuchin, v'yesh lehen ladun dinei krasos, v'yesh lehen lismoch la'acherim. And then they would be so like others. So the Rambam says, why were they so upset when the smicha disappeared? They could just renew it. Lama hayochavim itztarim al smicha. Kedeshal yivalu dini krasas v'Yisrael. Lefi sheYisrael mifuzarin. V'i efshar sheyaskimu kulan. Even in the Rambam's day, 800 years ago, the rabbis couldn't agree. Rabbis couldn't agree with each other. V'im hayasham samach mipi samach in esorach das kulan v'chulu. If there was a samach, literally, then you wouldn't need das kulan. Maybe we'll talk more about that Rambam if there's time. But either way, this was relating to Egla Rufa and the case of Tzaf. We continue now. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Amar, hayasham amasamayim apanei kol asadeh. What happens, we learned, and we're going to learn again Vashem later, that if there are three together, it's not shechacha. What if you have an aqueduct of water going between the three that are left? Let's say two on one side and one on the other side. So is that mafsik? We spoke about being mafsik for peya. Is that mafsik for shechacha? So im oker is hamach reisha mitzad zeh. But notice mitzad zeh, if you have to pick up the plow from one side to the other side, and you can't just go straight, ain't no need to be sure, then they're not looked at together. They're not looked at as a row, because they're separate. V'im lam nido kishura. But if you don't have to lift it up and put it on the other side, but you can just go straight, then you do kashura, that you can look at them all together. It's like a row, which is three, and therefore it is not shechacha. Good. Katzar chatzi shura ubalamacha. What happens if I cut half of a row, and then I got tired, so I went to sleep that night, and then I come back the next day to cut the other half of the shura? Says the Gemara, nidon kashura. Whatever's left, the other half is like a new row. And therefore, the same rules that apply to the beginning, right, we had yesterday and the day before, we had the halacha of the first one in a row is not shechacha. So here too, the first one of the second day, even though it's the second half of the row, is not going to be shechacha. Yashalecho, that is if you took a whole night breather. But what happens if, no, you just took a shorter break. Yashalecho, you took a break for lunch. Yashalishan, you took a little nap in the afternoon. Karalo chaveiro, or your friend called you and you stopped for a minute. Chashecha, what happens if it got a little dark and then you brought a candle and you came back? Right, so all those cases are shorter hefsekim, right? So are those mafsik that when you come back, is that a new cutting? So no answer given. Omer shenot lo lahalicha la'ir. What about this case now, talking about relating to the Tumah issues that we were just talking about? Omer, you picked up a bundle to bring into the city. We already said in the Mishnah that that bundle is not going to be shechacha because you already zochet to it. So if you have the bundle, then you put it on top of another bundle. v'shachach eshneyem, and you forgot both of them. What's the halacha there? So the top one, we already said, you picked it up, so it's not going to, how could that be shechacha? We already said in the Mishnah, that's not shechacha. So what about the bottom one? So, machlokas. Hatachton shechacha, v'ha'elyon eino shechacha. The bottom one is going to be shechacha, according to the Rabbanan, who we're going to see later, who include tamun, right? Even though it's tamun, it's going to be shechacha, and the elyon is not shechacha, because you were zochet to it, or because it is suf, it is off the ground. Rebbe Shimon Omer, Shneimen Eshecha, neither a Shechacha. Hatachton Mibdei Shum Mechuser. Shimon holds like the rejecting Tamud. The bottom one is not going to be Shechacha because it is Tamun, and Tamud is not Shechacha. V'ha El Yom Reisha Zocha, and the El Yom because he was already zochet to it as we had in our Mishnah. Rebbe Zeira Omer, Rebbe Zeira comments about this Machalkes, Bezocheres Ha'El Yom. Many different pshatim, what Reb Zeira is commenting on, we'll go with one of the pshatim. The Tanakama, who said that the top one is for sure not shechacha, but the bottom one is shechacha. So the Tanakama agrees that the bottom one is only shechacha in a certain case, right? It's not shechacha if he remembered the top one. Because then, clearly, the only reason he forgot the bottom one is because he didn't see it. And that's why that's not going to be shechacha. But if the machlokas is only if he forgot both of them, right? If he got both, then that's when the machlokas is, right? And that's what's formulated here, as we said, shachach eshneim. If he gets both of them, that's where there is a machlokas. But if he only forgot the top one and not, if he only forgot the bottom one and not the top one, then even the Tanakama would agree in that case that it is not shechacha. That's how Reb Zeira, that's how one shot of understanding Reb Zeira in the machlokas. Asi, Reb Zeira, Reb Yonah, Reb Zeira is similar to Reb Yonah. We had a couple of days ago, Reb Yonah is similar to Reb Zeira. So now we're going to relate it. We said we're going to get back to this. Asi, Reb Zeira, Reb Yonah, Reb Yonah, Amar, Bezocher, Esa Kushin. Remember the case where you threw some straw over the other leket? So the same thing, Bezocher, Esa Kushin, only the Petur of Tamun is only if you remember the cushion on it. So then, you obviously, the only reason you didn't remember what was under it is because these top ones are covering it, so that's where we would say it is not leket. So, Cain, Reb Zeira, Omer, Zohar, Elyon. Just like Reb Yonah said, Zohar, Sakashin, Reb Zeira also. Good. Sadesh, Omer, Reha, Mu'ur, Bavin. What happens if the field is not in perfect rows? But, right, the bundles are all, you know, mixed in and touching each other and not in any specific pattern. V'shachach echan mehen, enoshicha shi'itol svivosav. As long as there's a bundle or a stalk next to the one you forgot, so it's not shechacha yet. Because you can't say the row is finished or he's forgotten it because something is still next to it. Only if you forgot everything around it, so then it's going to be shechacha. Good. Halakha Dalet says the Mishnah in Mishnah Hey, the Yisod that we've already referred to a number of times. Shnei Omrim Shechacha, Shloshi Enan Shechacha, two bundles are shechacha. Three are not shechacha. Three aren't going to be shechacha, where we have a limud, as we'll see in the Gemara. Shnei tzibur ezeisim b'acharuvim shechacha. Two heaps of olives or carobs or shechacha. Shloshi ena shechacha. So it goes by heaps. It doesn't go by single olives or carobs. Shnei hutznei pishton shechacha. Two stalks of flax that have some type of edible seeds on it, right, or shechacha. V'shloshi ena shechacha. Again, two verses three. Shnei gargurim peret. If you have two single grapes that fell off the cluster, that's peret. Ushloshe in a peret, but three that fell all at once, that's not going to be peret. Shnei shibalim leket, two bundles are leket. V'shalosh eino leka, kedivrei Beis Hillel. Again, it applies to leket too, not just to shechacha. If two stalks fall simultaneously, that's leket. But if three fall simultaneously, that is not going to be, that's not going to be leket. V'al kulam, and all of these halachas, two verses, three, Beishamai bumps it up one. Beishamai omrim shloshal aniyim v'arbala balabayis. Three to the aniyim, three is leket and shechacha and all those, and four would go to the balabayis. The Rambam quotes a Tosefta here in Hey, Parakei Halacha Yudalid, where, not exactly what it, sure, what it means. The Rambam says, Shnei krichos hamuvdala zu mizu shechacha, shalosh inu shechacha. Right, like Beis Hillel. Two is shechacha, three is not. Shnei umrim hamuvdalin zemizeh shechacha. Two that are separated from each other, shechacha, shloshi ena shechacha. So what does muvdalin mean? That's the question. If you look in the Derech Emunah says here on this Rambam, he's not 100% sure what the Rambam means by muvdalos. What, one on top of another, for sure, it's one. But what if they are touching? The Efshari says, it's possible, the afilu No ghosts, zu bazu, nechshavos echad. Even maybe just touching each other, that would be called one. V'dafka mugamrei, nechshav shnayim. Maybe they have to be totally separate, not touching each other at all, that would be called two. That he's not sure about, he says efshar. Chaim Gnievsky says in his commentary, efshar, he's not sure what that is. The Mikdash David also discusses here about the two or three, says it's interesting. Let's say I forget two. I forgot two, so now it's shichacha. And then I forget a third. So it changes, it's shichacha, and then it becomes unshichacha. Or is it not really shichacha fully until I finish the area? That's a good question. The Mikdash David works on that question, trying to figure out what the status, how the status changes. One other Rambam, the Rambam, when he quotes here on this 2 verses 3, the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, what is leket? Right, our Mishnah said 2 is leket, 3 is not leket. The Rambam says, so the Radvaz wonders, why does the Rambam say one or two is leket? The Mishnah says two is leket. So if two is leket, one is for sure leket. It's nowhere near three. So the Radvaz says, well, maybe the chiddush of the Rambam is that you might have thought one is totally not chashuv. So two is shicha, two is leket, because the ani wants it. Three is not because it's too much. But one, hava mina shibolas achas lo chashiva, v'ha ani lo makpid aleha. I might have thought that. Even one. The ani will be makbid even on one. He'll take one. He'll take one. And therefore the Rambam has to say even one. So that is the Rambam and the Radvaz on the Rambam. Okay, good. Let us continue, says the Gemara. Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Asan kimin gam. What happens if they're not three in a row, but it's like an L, right? The Greek letter gam is like an L. So is that also called three that wouldn't be leket, or it has to be an or shechacha, or it has to be in a row? Not answered. The Mishnah says if you have these piles of olives or carobs, hazesim lo, but individual, or let's focus on the olives first. Individual olives, you don't go by one or two or two or three. Ma ben atzivurim, ma ben hazesim, why? Sivurim gemar malacha. We mentioned earlier, shichacha is only at the stage of gemar malacha. So when they're in piles and you're going to brew them to huge piles to crush, so that's gemar malacha. That's why it applies to the piles. Zeis meaning gemar malacha, singular olives. There's no, that's not at the stage of gemar malacha. There's no shichacha there. Amar Reb Oshia, Rome Sayisi Zeisim im Rabbi Chiya Hagadol. We had this story already. I was trampling olives with Rabbi Chiya Hagadol. Amar Leini says to me, Kol Zayah Shad Yachol Lifshol Yatcha Velitulein Hashichacha. If you pass by an olive tree and you could still reach back to get the olives from the previous tree, that's not shichacha yet. That's not called shichacha. Amar Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan says no. Bekimen Shavar Alav Shchachal. Once you passed it, even if you can reach back and get it, it is still going to be shichacha in that case. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Shnei Gargarim, by the two dots, and Mishnah will continue in this parak Beishamai, all about shichacha and numbers 2 and 3, 3 and 4, Beishamai and Beis Hillel.